Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Gatz, News Radio, WRBA. It is a Monday evening, and as I gaze out the official weather window here in the Plaque Shack, I can see the breeze is definitely kicking up here. And we're going to have rain moving in relatively soon throughout the area. It's going to be cold overnight, and the rain's going to be with us throughout the night. That's just the way it is. I did want to give you the heads up. That's the sort of bad news. I got some good news for you. I got some real lights of rays of light, some sunshine for you. Chesterfield gives back. I'll tell you, I love the folks in Chesterfield County. Some of the best people that I've ever met are located in Chesterfield County. There are two wonderful people down there that I just have tremendous admiration for. Adam Berry and April Berry. They're vibrant parts of the community. They personally give back all the time, and I've told you that they just also have two amazing sons, and I am always so happy to see some photos on social media of those two guys, because they're doing great things. Well, Adam thought, I can do even better than that, and Adam now has some events coming up, and I wanted to focus on one in particular, and I'm so happy you can join us. Adam, welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
The pleasure is mine, I assure you, my friend. Let's talk a little bit about your background that motivated you to kick off this whole Chesterfield Gives Back campaign.
Absolutely. I'd love to. I've been in the military, it'd be 20 years in February, actually. And, something I've noticed as being a service member is there's never been a lack of appreciation or respect when I go out in public. You know, we're always being thanked for our service and whatnot. And it was a few years ago, a lot of public safety came over a lot of scrutiny, specifically law enforcement. And, I just felt there was a gap in appreciation there. Me being the military, sure, I've been called to service, but these folks are out there every day. The folks in public safety are out there every day putting their lives on the line to make sure our community's safe. So it started there. I said, man, we need to get back because, what I was seeing in the media wasn't Chesterfield. I said, Chesterfield, not only are our public safety departments doing an excellent job, but our citizens really appreciate and support them. So I wanted to show that.
So how do you show it? You just put up a little sign in your window? Do you shake hands? Now you go all in, as you do, I think, in probably everything in your life. And the next thing you know, you've got an event or two coming up, right?
That's correct. We got the First Responder Appreciation Day. And this particular day is a day where we invite all Chesterfield County employed public safety workers. That includes sheriff, police, fire, EMS, and the Emergency Communication Center. We invite all them and their immediate families out for a completely free day. That includes a barbecue competition. We have live music. We have a ton of kids' activities. We're adding a car show this year. We got pumpkin painting. We got inflatables. We even got a guy hand-rolling cigars this year for the folks.
So, again, it's
all free for them, and that's thanks to, very generous sponsors and donors throughout the community.
So again, it's for the first responders, the frontline public safety people in Chesterfield County. Adam, did anybody mention to you that there's a lot of folks that could come? I mean, we're talking about hundreds of people. Are you ready for that?
We are ready. We are ready. Last year was our second annual, and we saw about 800 people walk through the gate. And the event grows every year. So I just checked, and we have over 900 attendees registered. So I know we'll see over 1,000 people walk through this year. But with that said, are we ready? We are, but we could always use a little extra help. So if folks want to get involved and still donate, that would be very helpful. Because as you can imagine, this event takes a lot of money to put on. And, you know, this is our chance as a community to give back to those who serve us.
So I want to be clear, as folks are hearing and saying, well, yeah, maybe I want in or I want to hear more. The public safety personnel who are coming to the event pay absolutely nothing when they walk in the door?
They pay nothing. I tell them, leave your wallets at home. Everything is free. They do not need to bring a dime to this event. You know, we feed them. All the entertainment's free. We do free raffles throughout the day. It doesn't cost them a dime.
All right. Now, here's something I learned. I'm slightly older than you are, my friend. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So at some point, somebody does have to step up and foot some of these bills. How do the rest of us who want to help you with this amazing cause, how do we help you?
So a few ways you can help us. You could go to ChesterfieldGivesBack.org, which is our website, and there's a lot of ways to donate through there. There's a direct link to a GoFundMe for the event. There's ways to donate directly on the website, and there's also free ways to get involved, like signing up for the Kroger Give Back program or Amazon Smile. Another big thing we're doing this year, and this is a great approach for whether you're an individual or a small business, but we sell these thank you signs, and we place these signs throughout the venue, so when the first responders, their families walk in, they can see everybody that purchased the sign. But these signs are completely customizable. You can put your name or logo on them, and they're sold through our website. They're $100 a piece, but all the proceeds from these signs go towards the making the event happen. And again, they just look really cool when the first responders come in. They can see all the thank you signs from people that have given. In addition, you can go to our Facebook. We're on Facebook, Chesterfield Gives Back, and there's a link to donate directly there as well.
I love this. I love this. All right. Well, now I got to make sure that some of my friends who are either local business owners or just want to say thank you, definitely take advantage of the signs. ChesterfieldGivesBack.org. ChesterfieldGivesBack.org. Now, you mentioned barbecue, and you and I have had a chat or two about barbecue. And oftentimes you're not even aware that we're having this chat because I'm looking at some of the things you have cooked in your yard and thinking, where's my invite, Barry? But I don't say that out loud where people can hear me. So how are you doing all the cooking for this yourself?
I am not. So what we do is I've invited 16 barbecue teams out. And these teams range from your typical just backyard cookers to teams that compete on, at different levels. And what happens is I associate each team with a sponsor. So I go and recruit sponsors from the local area. And the sponsors pay to fill their grills. So it's just a really cool thing. So these guys get to come out. The barbecue teams donate their time and effort and their secret recipes. And then the sponsors chip in to make sure they're able to come out and do that. And again, this is how one of the ways we're able to make this a free event for those coming out.
I love this. So, Adam, the folks who were invited, obviously, public safety personnel. So, you know, there could be somebody in the police or the fire who is not aware of this yet. For them to get the details, do they go through their agency? Is that the best way?
That is the best way. Okay. We've sent the details out since it is a private event for those employed by Chesterfield and their families only. As much as I'd love to invite the world.
Yeah.
we just don't have the resources. They need to get with their leadership. I've sent details out on how they register online. Everybody needs to be registered to come through the gate. But again, if they get with their agencies, they'll be able to get that information.
All right, so now here's my question. You're talking about the barbecue teams. You got 16 of them, everybody from, you know, the backyard guys all the way up to the pros. I'm trying to think, not for this year, but maybe for next year, if I can somehow rope in, is such an ugly term, recruit would be a better term, right? Recruit sounds friendly and professional. If I could recruit the other Jeff Katz, don't you think we could do something, Katz and Katz? But my name goes first. That's the only thing.
The Katz and Katz barbecue? I like
it. Okay. All right.
I think y'all do it. I think Katz could run a grill.
Yeah, I think so. So I'll tell you what, at this event, there's got to be like a double team effort with the other Jeff Katz. Let's see if we can put it together for next year and then really blow the lid off this thing as we get closer. So again, ChesterfieldGivesBack.org. You've got sponsor signs. You've got people just saying, hey, I want to make a donation to help folks. And Adam, I got to tell you, and I mean this, I've said this to you personally, and I want to say it in front of everybody. The fact that you and April, who are living a wonderful life and doing so much to help people already, then decided, oh, yeah, let's invite 1,000 of our closest friends over and give all the first responders in Chesterfield a great thank you and a party. You guys are the best. I think the world of you, and my hat is off to both of you for really stepping up and getting this underway.
I appreciate that, Jeff. It's definitely our pleasure. So, we're looking forward to it. It's ramping up to be an amazing day. And you'll be getting your invite as well. So I hope you have a calendar on the 22nd. You don't understand, but you're getting an invite because of everything you do for our first responders.
Well, I look forward to coming out just to shake a couple of hands and say thank you. And as one proud dad to another proud dad, you give a couple of high fives to your sons because they're just kicking it in school.
They are. I certainly will.
Thank you, my friend. That is Adam Berry, ChesterfieldGivesBack.org. ChesterfieldGivesBack.org. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.